on October the 22nd, 2024. Before we do roll call, I'm going to ask the audience to pay attention for a moment. Please turn off all your cell phones. Please, no conversations in the audience. Secondary is there are people here who are hard of hearing and makes it hard for us to hear what's going on. And the meeting is being recorded. If you are going to speak in favor or against the petition, you will need to step up to the podium when invited, state your name in the microphone, and you will have a three-minute time limit. I will raise a finger with 1 minute to go and a hand for you to end your sentence at 3 minutes. Thank you. So, go ahead and roll call, Ms. Kelsey.
Carol Bowden.
Here.
Dave Harden.
Here.
Jane Gore.
Here.
Randy Jones.
Yes.
Kara Hammes.
Here.
Andy Boyle.
Yes.
Kyle Decker.
Yes.
Next, we have approval of minutes from September 24th and October 1st of 2024. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the minutes as submitted.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Randy Jones.
Yes.
Kara Hammes.
I was absent.
Andy Boyle.
Yes.
Kyle Decker.
Yes.
Carol Bowden.
Yes.
Dave Harden.
Yes.
Jane Gore.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries. And next we have new business and we'll leave.
We have 2 minutes to approve.
Oh.
September 24th and October 1st. So okay.
My motion. Are you going to do that separately?
Because
I was just with
you. Can we get better?
I second.
Yep. Working.
Thank you, Andy. I know I did. For... Okay. New business.
Okay, this is the staff report for replat, lot number 2, K. Sarah Sarah. Docket number 24-P-06, hearing date October 22nd, 2024. The petitioners are requesting a replat of lot number 2 in the K. Sarah Sarah Minor subdivision. Petitioners and property owners, Troy and April Williams. The property is located at 8259 Bellsville Pike, Nashville, Indiana, in Van Buren Township, and sits approximately half mile east of the intersection of Harrison Ridge Road and Bellsville Pike. Zoning and current land use. The zoning is secondary residential, R2, floodplain, FP, and floodway, FW. Presently, the property has a residence and 2 barns. General findings. 1. On October 24th, 2017, the APC approved a division of approximately 17.26 acres into a 2-lot minor subdivision consisting of 2.577 acres, lot number 1, and 14.699 acres, lot number 2. 2, the minimum lot size in an R2 zoning district is 3 acres, and although the division exceeds that requirement, since the property was previously platted as part of a minor subdivision, a replat is required to change the lot size. 3, the petitioners are requesting a replat of lot number 2 in the K. Sarah Sarah minor subdivision, which consists of 14.699 acres, to divide some property of their home site to sell to family. 4, if approved, lot 2A would consist of 9.698 acres with the existing residence, and lot 2B would be the vacant field containing 5.001 acres. 5, the Brown County Highway Department approved access via the existing driveway on August 27th, 2024. 6, electrical service is provided to the area by Jackson County REMC. Water service is provided by Brown County Water Utility Incorporated. 7, soil analysis has been completed for lot 2B and appears satisfactory for a 4-bedroom septic system. 8, according to the FARA floodplain analysis and regulatory assessment, the home site, utilities, and septic system will remain out of any floodplain or floodway designation. 9, the plat appears to meet requirements for approval. Summary and recommendation. Staff recommends approval of the replat since both lots would have sufficient public road frontage, would exceed the minimum lot size, and will retain the ability to satisfy development requirements. This is a view from the existing driveway. Proposed home site. Here is, if you can see the cursor, Fellsville Pike. This is looking east from the existing driveway on Fellsville Pike. View to the west from the existing driveway. And then this is the copy of the plat. That is the end of the staff report.
Any questions from the board?
Cards?
9 were sent and 7 were returned.
Any other questions right at this moment?
Kayla, would you go back about 3 slides, please? Right there.
Okay.
By 3. The blue line indicates.
That is our GIS floodplain.
Okay.
But I did run the FARA report, which is from DNR. And that shows elevations and things like that. And this is pretty accurate.
They do work pretty well.
They do, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that purple zone is the floodplain?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Is the petitioner here tonight?
Yes.
Do you have anything you want to say on behalf of the petition?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
If you're going to say anything, okay. You've got to stay up there. Sorry.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Happy to answer any questions.
Your name?
Can you hear me? April Williams.
Thank you.
I'm the owner.
Okay. There you go. Thank you. All right. Are there anybody here to speak on behalf of this petition other than the petitioner?
Shane Atkins, and I'm just in favor for it. I think we need more family places.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone who wishes to speak against the petition? Okay. I bring it back up to the board. Does anybody on the board have any comments?
I don't see a problem with it at all. Since they've taken ownership and last been before this board, the property looks amazing. You guys have done a fantastic job. We just came through the other night. It was the evening, and the lights were on, and it was like, yeah, that's perfect. Just kind of tucked down here in the valley.
Thank you so much.
Great job.
Thank you. Anybody else?
I don't have any questions for you.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve docket number 24-P-06 as submitted.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Kara Hammes.
Yes.
Andy Boyles.
Yes.
Kyle Decker.
Yes.
Carol Bowden.
Yes.
Dave Harden.
Yes.
Jane Gore.
Yes.
Randy Jones.
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you
and
so
they
much.
Will have appropriate paperwork for you. We have a few open seats now. Anybody who's still staying here? Okay. Next is the next docket item when you are ready, Ms. Kayla.
Okay, this is a staff report for AC Hotels, LLC, PUD Outline Plan Amendment, docket number 24-PUD-02. Hearing date, October 22nd, 2024. The request is an approval of an amendment to the outline plan for the existing Artist Colony Inn planned unit development. Petitioner and property owner, Misha Rabinowicz for AC Hotels, LLC. Location, the properties are located at 105 and 125 North Van Buren Street, and are situated on in-lots 46 and 45 on the original plat for the town of Nashville. The properties are better known as the Artist Colony Inn and Artist Colony Shops. Zoning and current land use. The properties are zoned planned unit development and encompass the Artist Colony Inn restaurant and hotel, as well as the shops and condominiums. General findings. 1. In 1987 and 1990, under docket numbers 87-PUD-1 and 90-PUD-1, the Plan Commission and the Board of Zoning Appeals approved a proposal for a planned unit development to include restaurants, a 50-room inn, and a shopping mall. 2. In March 2024, AC Hotel LLC bought the restaurant and inn, as well as units 2F, 3D, and 2D1 in the Artist Colony shops and condominiums. 3. When the amendment was requested in 1991, only the outline plan was amended. It does not appear that an amendment to the development plan was ever addressed after that primary approval. 4. Recently, it was discovered that the use of the condominiums above the shops were being used as hotel/short-term accommodations and have been operating as such for a long period of time. 5. Since the secondary approval was not given for the amendment, this petition intends to remedy the issue of non-compliance of that use. 6. According to the Nashville Zoning Ordinance, an outline plan amendment as well as a development plan amendment must be submitted and approved to change any of the approved uses. 7. The right-of-way, location of roads, parking, etc. will remain the same as shown in the original approval. 8. The petitioners plan to make some aesthetic changes to the exterior of the building. Since the underlying zoning district was business prior to the original rezone to PUD, the plans for those changes must be approved by the Town of Nashville's Design Review Committee. 9. The Plan Commission is tasked with making a positive, negative, or no recommendation to the Town Council. If the Council approves the petition, the petitioner may then move forward with the development plan amendment application. 10. Once a recommendation is made by the Area Plan Commission, the Town Council will make the final determination on both the outline plan amendment as well as the future development plan amendment. And these are some renderings. I believe since the time the staff report was finished, that DRC approval has been given for these changes. In your guys' packet, it didn't turn out well here. And then outlined in white is 105, that's the Artist Colony Inn, and then 125 is the condominiums there. That's the end of the staff report.
Any further questions by the board at this time?
I just realized sitting here, you know, the property we own, I had contacted you because I got the notice for the next petition about the Artist Colony, but I didn't ever get a notice about this one. So I don't know if we get other cards back or...
There were, for this one, there were 23 cards sent out, 14 were returned.
Any other questions?
So, Kayla,
mm-hmm.
Basically what this is a non-compliance coming into, requesting to come into compliance.
Correct.
There's no change in footprint or anything?
No.
Okay.
And along those lines, the specific units they're requesting to change are already being used as short-term rentals, or there just are units being used as short-term rentals, but not these specific ones?
I'm not sure which specific ones are being used, if they're owned by this first petition, the AC Hotels, or the next petition.
But that's where the non-compliance issue came in. That
yes.
That was just recently discovered
yes.
by the petitioner.
We worked together to discover that.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And this, so they had the outline plan in 1991.
Uh-huh.
that was only the primary approval. They never went back through.
Okay.
And nobody noticed for 33 years.
Anyone else? Is the petitioner here?
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Misha Rabinowitz. I'm a land use attorney in Indianapolis. I represent the petitioner and the owner, AC Hotels. Also here with me is Derek Neighbor, representative of the owner. The owner's New City Development, who specializes in sort of rehabilitating these types of properties, super excited about having made this investment earlier this year in the property. And when they got into it, working with staff, they tried to understand what the PUD permitted and realized that the process for approving these prior uses back in the 90s had not been completed, and that's what brings us here today. To maybe follow up on the questions, the three units that my client owns have been used as hotel rooms for obviously as long as they've owned the property and as long as we know. So we're not changing any footprint or use. We're just trying to bring the property into compliance. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for the gentleman? Thank you. And since you already answered the question about the cards, is there anyone here that wishes to speak on the behalf of the petitioner?
Pam Gould. My husband and I own the Cornerstone Inn right across the street. And just for my impression of some of the historical background of this, Artist Colony Inn started out with 20 guest rooms, and somewhere around the early 2000s, I think Jay and Ellen also owned several condominium units and Artist Colony Inn shops next door. And they opted to turn a couple of those units into overnight accommodations, probably not even realizing that it would be a non-compliant use according to the law. And why this was set up as a PUD from the get-go is kind of a mystery to me. I mean, it's downtown business district. Overnight accommodations is a compliant use of it, and I'm very excited about the new ownership and the improvements that they plan to make. And I welcome them to the neighborhood and strongly encourage you to approve this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else that needs to speak on it on behalf of the petitioner?
My name is Jimmy Tilton. I also own a hotel in town. And I'd also like to welcome our new friends to our community. And I think this is a common sense vote yes. Just it's a cleaning things up that should have been taken care of a long time ago. So I'm in favor of it.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Glenda Bruner, and I'm an owner of one of the condo shops, actually four of them, in the Artist Colony Inn condo area. Those rooms have been overnight rentals since I purchased the shop in 2006, and it has never been an issue ever with anybody staying there, overnight rentals there, even to the point that some of the rest of us that own some of the shops are wanting to view the fact of it becoming Airbnb for our shops as well. There's never been an issue with the hotel having the rooms upstairs or the one that's even on the floor where I'm at. It's a good thing, I think.
Thank you. Anyone else? Is there anyone opposed to the petition? Okay, I bring it back up to the board. Does the board have anything further to say?
Thank you for coming in to bring it up to compliance. Appreciate it. Looking forward to the investment in that property. I've worked on that building, and it needs and need some help, need some love. And it, I remember when they built it, things could definitely been, have been done differently. So exciting to see that get a facelift and progression.
All right. Do I have a motion?
Yes. With respect to docket 24-PUD-02, petitioner property owner Misha Rabinowitch for AC Hotels LLC, I'm going to make a positive recommendation to the town council.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Andy Boyles.
Yes.
Kyle Decker.
Yes.
Carol Bowden.
Yes.
Dave Harden.
Yes.
Jane Gore.
Yes.
Randy Jones.
Yes.
Kara Hammond.
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. And now we're moving on to the next petition.
And a lot of this is going to seem like I'm repeating myself, but it is for the same property. So this is the staff report for Artist Colony Condominium Owners Association, PUD Outline Plan Amendment, docket number 24-PUD-03, hearing date October 22nd, 2024. The request is approval of an amendment to the outline plan for the existing Artist Colony Planned Unit Development. Petitioner and property owner, Jane Ellis for Artist Colony Condominium Owners Association. Location, the properties are located at 105 and 125 North Van Buren Street and are situated on in-lots 46 and 45 on the original plat for the town of Nashville. The properties are better known as the Artist Colony Inn and Artist Colony Shops. Zoning and current land use, the properties are zoned planned unit development and encompass the Artist Colony Inn, restaurant, and hotel, as well as shops and condominiums.
Hey, Kayla, can I, is it wrong to maybe put the parentheses around? I mean, it's the same exact situation. They're just, it's
just
an individual
read the differences.
Instead of.
Yeah, I would just like read the things that are different.
Okay.
The number two, right there. Yep.
Number two, the Artist Colony Condominium Owners Association wishes to amend the outline plan of the original PUD to allow short-term accommodation in the units under their control.
Number four.
Oh, this petition has different units.
Right.
Right.
Yep. So this petition encompasses 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, 1E, 1F, 2A, 2B, 2C, 2D, 2E, and 3A.
And then go to number four.
Kayla, are there any additional? I guess I'll wait. No, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Basically, again, secondary approval was not given.
Right.
Everything else is the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, I have a question. Are there any, does this conclude the available units at this property?
We'll have to ask the petitioner. I believe so.
Okay. So.
Okay. And any other questions before I move on to the next section? After she gets on with the picture?
I mean, you can finish the report, then I'll ask.
I thought she did finish. She said we were condensing.
That's the end of the staff report.
So that I understand this, back in the 90s or whatever, they had, the original idea was that all of these uses would be permitted, and it's just that the final, all the steps weren't followed. But it
Correct.
Was like, at the beginning, it was like, any of these units could be retail, could be overnight accommodations, whatever.
That's how I understand it, yes.
Okay. And then to, I think it might have been Pam's point at the last one, if this weren't a PUD, if this was just zone B1 or B2, you know, B2 or whatever would be typical for that location, all of these uses would be allowed with
Correct.
No, you could just change from a shop to anything with no approval.
Zoning-wise, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good clarification, thank you. Any other questions?
So just to double clarify, as the units were sold, those owners didn't come back in and change, or a finalized plan, because maybe those units weren't sold at the time, or the uses weren't determined, as they brought businesses in, but then once it filled, they didn't come back in and do a final, this is what's going there.
I'm not, all I know is that we could not find secondary approval.
That would seem the logical conclusion.
Yeah, I don't think that there was any ill intent to, you know, skirt the rules, anything like that. I truly don't. And this is just from notes from 33 years ago.
You were very old, didn't we?
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
Almost.
By the way, that's something we expect from this gentleman right here.
Sorry.
Questions from the board. Does the petitioner wish to speak on their behalf?
I'm Jane Ellis. I represent the home of the Owners Association. And just to keep it real brief, I think we all have a concept of what we're trying to do here. Basically keeping it for anybody who wants to, you know, make the changes, they don't have to keep coming back. So this would amend everything so people can move forward. And we, on behalf of the association, I appreciate the support.
Thank you.
We got the same question. Do these units listed in this petition plus the other two that we just did, three, is that all the units in the...
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else wishes to speak on behalf of the petition? Anybody opposed? And with that, I close that and bring it back up to the board. Does the board have any further questions? Does the board have a motion?
I've already made one.
I'll make a motion to approve 24-PUD-03 as submitted.
To send a positive recommendation.
To send a positive recommendation, yes.
No further discussion? Roll call.
Kyle Deckard?
Yes.
Carol Bowden?
Yes.
Dave Harden?
Yes.
Jane Gore?
Yes.
Randy Jones?
Yes.
Kara Hammes?
Yes.
Andy Boyle?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. Before Kayla goes, at 7 o'clock, I'm going to call a 5-minute rest break so that everybody needs to get up and move. Anybody needs to go to the bathroom, we'll take care of that for 5 minutes and then come back and work on it.
Okay, this is the staff report for rezoning Nashville Arts and Nature Park, docket number 24-RZ-02, hearing date October 22nd, 2024. Requested to rezone approximately 85.5 acres of property from secondary residential R2, floodplain FP, and floodway FW to general business GB, as well as floodplain and floodway. Petitioners and property owner, Jimmy Tilton for William Jacob Capital, LLC. Location, the properties for the proposed Nashville Arts and Nature Park are located to the south and west of 279 Main Street West. The acreage expands over to the Deer Run Park on the western portion and loops around to the intersection
of State Road 46 West and Sewer Treatment Plant Road. This property adjoins the town of Nashville boundary. Zoning and current land use. The properties are zoned secondary residential, R2, floodplain, and floodway, and are currently used for farming. General findings. 1. The property consists of 85.5 acres of mostly farmland and the North Fork of Salt Creek. 2. The petitioner wishes to rezone this property to allow for the commercial use of a travel trailer park, which is only allowed by special exception in FR, LR, and GB districts. 3. The petitioner has also requested a special exception for a PRD, private recreational development, to allow for a festival venue. PRDs are allowed by special exception in all zoning districts. 4. Future plans include a 1.4-mile trail that would connect Deer Run Park to the Sycamore Lane public parking lot. 5. 2 parcels in this request are located within the town of Nashville and are included in the 1916 original plat. 6. The petitioner intends to request a vacation from the original plat for those 2 lots from the Area Plan Commission, as well as permission to de-annex the 2 from the town of Nashville. 7. The area has a mix of uses nearby, including residential, business zone residential areas, the public parking lot, and retail uses. There are several parks, including the Jefferson Street Dog Park, Lincoln Pinch Park, and Deer Run Parks and Recreation in the nearby vicinity. The southeastern portion of the property adjoins the CVS pharmacy property. 8. No permanent structures are planned. If buildings are requested in the future, then DNR would need to be involved and give all approvals, as large portions of the property are considered special flood hazard areas. 9. The town of Nashville's municipal water and sewer system serves the nearby areas. 10. Currently, the petitioners have a driveway off Helmsburg Road, and although the petitioners do not intend to cut additional driveways, there is significant road frontage on Helmsburg Road. With approximately 1,940 feet of frontage, it is likely that additional driveways could be approved by the Brown County Highway Department. 11. The statement of request states that the land was used as the county's first tourist venue and park when owned by the petitioner's great-great-grandfather in 1895. There is a commitment to the community included in the statement that states, quote, "We are committed to thoughtful development that honors our heritage and benefits the entire community." 12. After the Area Plan Commission makes a recommendation, either positive, negative, or no recommendation, the matter will be certified to the Brown County Commissioners for consideration. 13. The comprehensive plan states that an overall goal of the document is to consider the impact of changing land use development on adjoining landowners. Indiana Code 36-7-4-603 describes the criteria to be used for review of zoning requests by the Plan Commission and the legislative body. Both shall pay reasonable regard to A. the comprehensive plan, B. the current conditions and character of current structures and uses in each district, C. the most desirable use for which the land in each district is adapted, D. the conservation of property values throughout the jurisdiction, and E. responsible development and growth. Staff recommendation. If rezoning is approved, the properties currently in the town of Nashville jurisdiction will remain zoned as they are currently until the plat vacation and de-annexation is completed. Once those items are completed, those properties will become county jurisdiction and will be zoned as either R2, FP, and FW, so that's secondary residential, floodplain, and floodway, or GB, general business, floodplain, and floodway. If the rezoning is denied while the plat vacation and de-annexation is approved, those properties will carry the county zoning as R2, FP, and FW. The petitioner has offered and agreed to the contingency in writing. This is the field looking from Helmsburg Road. From Franklin Street. From Washington Street. and then from Sycamore Lane. This is Sewer Treatment Plant Road. And this is looking back up toward 46 West. This is the Deer Run Loop. These are the entrances, and these are provided by the petitioner. Sewer access. And then the black line here that goes through some of the property, that is the town of Nashville boundary. This here is Helmsburg Road. And then down here is Sewer Treatment Plant Road and 46 West toward Bloomington. That's the end of the staff report.
Does the board have any questions?
How about cards on this one?
There were 105 cards sent, 75 were returned.
It costs a lot of money to send those cards.
It does.
$8 a piece.
Something.
Nine.
Sorry, that was a side.
So,
Caitlin. Oh, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
When I was little, I remember pumpkins being grown on one of these fields. It's that field I'm talking about. Can you reach that field from the other field, or do you have to cross the creek if the bridge does not exist?
To the bottom field?
Does that make sense?
I don't know where the pumpkins were.
Very southern, right there.
It's before you were born.
33. The pumpkins were 34 years ago.
Not answering any more questions. So the bottom field down here.
Can that field be reached from the other, green, go to green, right there.
Okay.
Can you walk from that field to that field without going to the town?
Across to... Across the north.
You would have to cross. Yeah, you
have
to
cross. Just one
picture. Yeah. You have to cross the water.
I don't know all the requirements or restrictions with floodway and floodplain, but when you said no permanent structures, does that just include like what we would think of as a building, or is that things like roads? Our campsite. I mean, because I think like the Away a Day campground has an area that's in floodway as well, potentially. Like, do they have campsites in that? Or
they do not.
So the floodway, I'm just like confirming my understanding, is pretty much no development at all unless DNR approves it, which is very
right
difficult. Floodplain, which is just the green on this map, right?
Yes.
Things can be built, but with there are restrictions about flood proofing and
yes,
other
correct
things. Okay. So really the only part of what's shown here that is not in either floodplain or floodway is that little sliver on the southeast there?
Yes.
Okay.
So
and the green
make sure I understand. You can't do anything with the red?
It would be extremely difficult and very limited.
You can't build things.
You
can, like, post things there.
Could you make improvements to the ground?
It depends on what those improvements are.
Concrete, pavement, gravel.
Not without DNR approval.
So
any change to the land at all, other than using it for basically for farming,
right,
anything would... DNR would have to approve.
So if this petition were approved to switch to general business, any improvements would then have to go through DNR? Yeah. Period.
Yes.
And, you know, I know it's just a little sliver in town, but they're talking about wanting to de-annex it. You would have to have sewer access. You could not get a septic system installed in floodplain or floodplain.
Yeah. I don't know about floodplain. I have been told that you're able to elevate.
It would just, I mean.
Yes, most definitely not in Flint Way.
Okay, before you take this down, I want to make sure I'm fully understanding this, Kayla. The tan area up there, which is, makes up.
That's green.
No, he's talking about the tan and then there's green, right? Which part are you talking about?
The tan colored area up there, okay, the large. Thank you, you had your arrow right on, right there, okay. That is flood.
I didn't understand.
Yes, flood.
Flood plain, the green is, yep, the green is flood plain.
The green fringe areas over here is flood way.
No, opposite, the reddish tan is flood way, the green is flood plain.
So there's much more flood way than there is flood plain in this.
Correct.
Five, Amy. 5%.
But the flood way usually has the most restrictions on it.
Correct.
Well, that's a strange.
I mean, the property you got for it.
I know with all the colors, it's really difficult to see, but if you see my cursor up there, so the creek runs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then out.
Yes.
So the only usable land is down in that lower portion, that bright green.
That's the only part that is out of flood plain with these maps.
There are things you can do in both of those zones, it just depends what you're calling usable.
Well, not usable without DNR approval.
Not buildable without DNR approval, yeah. Like even if they wanted a bridge to connect the two parcels, that would have to have DNR approval.
Well, these definitions on flowways and floodplains from a federal standpoint, it's almost impossible. They change the definition on these things. It seems like every other year they redraw the maps all the time. They go from, it's very problematic.
Kayla, the land that Nashville Sewer Treatment sits on, does Nashville own that?
That's a question for the petitioner. I believe that the town of Nashville does own that.
And they have
an easement through.
And they have a right of way to.
Is that right?
Do the road from 46 out to the sewage plant. Any other questions?
Oh, I'm sure there's more, but.
2016.
The skate park is the floodway?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your question, Kyle.
I asked what the age was, if the floodway designation.
I don't know that it's in floodway, it's in floodplain.
Looks like it's in red.
No, I used to be on Parks and Rec, and the floodway came up to like where the old office used to be, just about, but I don't think it goes up.
See, that's my, that'd be a bad day if that floodway. That's my point. You get three different maps, they can look three different ways.
Yes.
Depending on where you get it from.
And this is our GIS map.
Okay.
Which again, is fairly accurate. It is not the most, you know, if there were any, you know, tent setup,
right,
any excavation, anything to happen here, the petitioner is well aware that DNR approval would be first in the floodplain.
This is the template we're using. So this
correct.
Is the template that you refer to.
Yes.
To make those determinations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For example, the pickleball courts are slated to be built at Jira are in floodway.
Correct.
But they're getting approved.
Yes.
Stuff could happen.
Stuff could happen, yes. But there are levels of hierarchy for that to be approved.
So even, I mean, and I think we're just all trying to make sure we're on the same page, even though we're asking variations of the same question. Like even the travel trailer park, I guess theoretically that might be able to go in the floodplain area. But it's like, just from a business perspective, obviously it makes sense to know you're allowed to do the thing you want to do before you start down the path of everything else that would be required to do it. But as it is, the approvals that are being requested from us can't really go require more approvals after that to get over that.
approval.
They would require more approval from DNR?
Yeah.
And that is until the maps change again?
I'm still waiting on a change in my favor, so.
Well, hey, Carol, I have an idea. Before we hear from the petitioner, instead of waiting until 7?
Well, I thought we finished this conversation first.
Right, I mean.
Yeah.
Just throwing it.
Any other questions from the board?
Yeah.
It's not yet, okay. Okay. All right, well, let's take a quick 5-minute break.
No, wait till 7.
And then that way we can continue uninterrupted. That way we'll continue uninterrupted, hopefully for the rest of the night, okay?
Hey, Liz, because I just don't,
Yeah, it's fine.
We got a sore one.